Hi, Descom. 7 o'clock has appeared. We'll start the June 19th planning board meeting for the town of Rome, 2023. Starting off with, we have a set of minutes from January that Ellen was kind enough to compile from memory and from notes that she took. Has everybody had a chance to look over those minutes? Anybody have any additions, amendments, deletions, corrections of any kind for the minutes as they're presented for the January 23rd, 2023 planning board meeting? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
I make a motion that we accept the January minutes.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Eric, second by Meredith. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Meredith Mathias?
Yes.
John Arnold?
Who? I'm last.
Okay. Eric Bergman?
Yes.
Anne Purdue?
Not here.
Mike Shaver?
Yes.
Adam Siegel?
Yes.
John?
Yes. I'm last because as acting chairman, I'm really only supposed to vote if there's a tie that needs to be broken.
Perfect.
But support for the board, I tend to vote just to put my position into. So, all right, that's done. Moving on to the first item on our agenda. And the only item on our agenda, you have our whole night. Project name is Turfs R Us Lawn Care. Would anybody like to present this to us? That's you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, your turn. Step right up to the microphone. Look at this.
I don't really know what it was.
What we need you to do is just tell us your name.
Brian Sonsis.
Okay, and tell us about your application. What do you want to do?
Change of use.
No, you don't have to tell us what the application is. We need you to know what the use is. What are you doing?
Lawn care.
Yeah, just tell them how you're using the building and what you do there on a daily basis on that site.
I just use the garage out back to store my equipment and supplies in, and then two trailers on the side, and my plow and seltzer.
He's got an arrangement with the landlord who's,
Bill's
Bill. Yep, O'Rourke. I guess you do some maintenance for him on site, and that pays your monthly lease.
That sounds like it.
You're not using any of the apartments or anything?
No.
Are you going to have salt storage or anything there?
No, just my seltzer is there. That goes in my truck.
Yeah, but you're not going to store salt and sand there and load and.
No, I got that in Hudson Falls.
Oh, okay.
I go load up. As I'm salting, I go and load up.
Okay.
Alright. There's no storage bins or nothing like that.
About fertilizers and that kind of stuff?
I don't do that. It's not licensed, no.
No? So there'll be none of that stuff on site?
No.
Couple lawnmowers, trailer, and a dump truck?
Just an F-250, an enclosed trailer, a dump trailer, and 5 mowers.
Any more signs? Like, you got that one sign out there now, or?
That's the only sign that. No plans for anything. Oh,
did you get a permit for that sign?
He has one pending.
Okay.
We have to wait for
that. I figured that was probably the case, so. You mentioned in the application that you'd be using the garage for winter storage of your equipment. Do you plan on doing any maintenance on your equipment in that building?
Possibly, like oil changes and stuff? Yeah.
Okay. That shop have a concrete floor?
Yes.
Does it have drains in the floor?
No.
Good answer. If it has drains in the floor, they need to go away.
No, there's no drain.
Okay, here we go. See, that was easy. Mm-hmm. Well, see, I'm just telling you, if there were, they can't be, so they got them.
Okay.
So if, but otherwise, great. Anything else for them?
Well, just for the record, this is a type 2 action. It's under 4,000 square feet, so type 2 by definition for the assessment.
The definition what?
But it's type 2 by definition.
Okay. It is in our commercial zone, so it requires a public hearing. So.
Can we waive it?
You can. It actually is not required. It's always been the board's policy to do that and things are not. It's been to your discretion.
Did not know that. I thought it was a requirement in the code that we do it, but we had waived it before because for small changes.
I would waive it.
Yeah, I'd love to. That's why I wanted to present to the board that it's our requirement, but would anybody like to?
Well, what happens is when you do it so regularly over the course of time, that avoids arbitrary and capricious if you consciously waive it.
Okay. What's the feeling of the board? Do we want to waive the public hearing on this project or on this application?
I'll make a motion to waive the public hearing.
Motion made by Mike.
Also.
And second, to waive the public hearing for this based on what? Discussion, why?
Minimal use.
It's minimal use. It's almost a pre-existing use. There's so much equipment and stuff that moves through there historically anyway.
Well, then the other thing I would point out is there's no customers come to the site.
Yeah.
You know, there's no products sold in the site. All services delivered are off-site. And it's a very minor amount of equipment storage that's occurring.
Bill's had more equipment there, so more heaters than what, you know, this guy's gonna put first.
Okay, motion is second, and probably more discussion than we needed to at my request. I don't think it's terribly controversial, so all in favor of waiving the public hearing, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. You won't have to do a public hearing in 30 days. Which would have been basically you and these chairs anyways. So.
We'll look very much like this.
I'll make a motion to approve Ryan Sanders Turf Park Bus. Number nine.
Thank you. Meredith, motion to approve the site plan for?
Yes. Turf Park LLC.
Are we approving the site plan or change of use?
I would say change of use because the only thing I'm gonna say is we really, I printed out the aerial photograph as part of the application packet because Ryan just didn't have the capacity to do a site plan per se.
Yeah, and I don't think we got a site plan.
No improvements planned, no changes of any kind. So there's only not a site plan to sign is my point.
Okay, and do we have a second on that motion?
I'll say.
Eric's a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Meredith Tobias.
Yes.
Adam Seybold.
Yes.
Eric Bergman.
Yes.
Mike Shaver.
Yep.
And John Marlowe.
Yes, I have unanimous on that. So, if we're not gonna have a site plan, we're not gonna have milars or any plans to sign. So it's just a change of use. The motion's been made, seconded, and asked.
And I think we have a good record of what the uses are there. We know the parameters of the use. So if anything is added, you know, this is actually here. Well, I think Mike would be happy to know by enforcement, you know, something Pete found.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan was very cooperative. He just did not.
It's just fine. It happens. Thank you for coming and
no
making it good. That's what we need.
No, he's been very attentive. He was in to meet with me a couple months ago. He actually had this in April, but he just missed the deadline for the submission date, so he couldn't make the May meeting, so we'll see what it is.
So in the future, if you decide to park four trailers there, okay, and
I hope I don't get that big.
Well, in three trucks, then you should definitely come into the town and at least talk to Jim.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow the process to get to
three trucks or
well, anything more than what you're proposing right now.
Okay.
We made a motion to accept what's in this application as presented. Anything different from that?
I do have like my personal vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. You know, your status quo is what we understand it to be now, if you have change that, come in and talk to us.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you're going to get told no, it's just come in and talk to us.
Yeah.
We're aware and things move smoother than a, you know,
yeah,
saying, hey, you have to come in. Okay?
All right.
I think that's it. We're good. You have any questions for us?
Thank you, Ryan.
Welcome to the town and thank you for coming to the town.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for cooperating.
No problem. Jim, do you have anything else for us?
Well, I was going to tell you, we got some things coming up. The PUD will be working its way through for U.S. Light and Energy down at the old golf course on Reynolds.
Did they get back to you on that? Because they never responded to my comment, my email to them.
Yes, they did. They came in to see me on Thursday.
Okay.
They were going to start with the town board as they should. and then they'll be here before you for the report. Oh, and then the little wrinkle, it's not a little wrinkle, but it's a change of procedure. I think what's gonna happen with that is the lead agency status is gonna be deferred to you.
For the PUD?
Yes. And it will be a, well, Carla thinks that's the best way to go, and I agree with her, because the town board is not used to dealing with that kind of a complicated project, and it's really essentially gonna be site plan review. And it's gonna be an all-encompassing assessment that'll encompass the PUD change and their site plan to avoid segmentation.
Are they still presenting what we discussed at that previous meeting?
Yes, I saw a concept plan.
Is it okay to share that with the board?
Yeah, what they're, yeah, what they're planning is a luxury RV area, and they even have some, an area of fixed cabins, which I thought was a nice element. Huh?
Over where they were proposing another business.
Development area.
They decided to, or they moved ahead with a particular plan, all right, and that was the RV, high-end RV, not like a campground and where you bring your tent, but a high-end RV park. I hadn't heard about the cabins, but that's a good idea.
I just saw it for the first time last Thursday.
For community use, we talked about possibly putting in a pavilion of some kind that could be used with a food truck for not only the camping area, but maybe for other activities if people want to have a family reunion or something like that there.
They just have that.
Yeah, possibly a miniature golf thing attached to that for entertainment or whatever, but that was just kicked around a little bit, along with the solar panels all put out in the back where they had proposed it before. So, and the guy, one guy there that was there on the laptop and the other partner, they seem to be maybe even more interested in that than just trying to find a way to get away with the solar panels. It was all
well, no, they apparently were good to their word. They reached out to a luxury RV resort developer.
Yeah.
So they're partnering with them. Because these guys are obviously, you know, solar panel people, so they're partnering with them. So that's the basic plan on that, but you will be doing seeker, and it'll be for both the PUD and the site plan review. So should the PUD get approved and it does come in for site plan, the seeker portion of it will be done.
Do we have a special license for that? I mean, is it gonna be
We can. I haven't seen, I don't know when exactly it's going to time up, but that's going to be sooner than later. That'll probably be August at the latest. That will be here.
Why not?
I'm just curious. If it's going to be extensive, then we should, you know.
Oh, okay.
Just a reminder, I can't sit on those any solar because I usually see it on the connections there, and I won't be here.
Okay. You got to recuse. So that's that one. And then, like you read in the paper about the sale of property in the industrial park, it is for what I understand to be a fleet maintenance and storage facility for a waste hauler.
But the decision that was made by the town board the other night was to sell the three lots.
Correct.
The seeker was for the sale of the three lots.
Correct. You'll have to do seeker again for.
There seems to be a misunderstanding in the community that the town board just approved the project and it's going to start at any moment because
no,
the town board ignored the planning board and went ahead and did it. I don't think they can do that.
I think the earliest we'll see that for our process here for site plan review would be October-ish, November. Because as they're just starting out, they have none of the. They don't even have the survey yet done of the lots. They got to do lot layout, they got to do stormwater, they got to do traffic. You know, there's going to be major elements to that.
So what I heard came through the same source that said that it was a done deal, blah, 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 blah. So I'm not putting any stock in this, but one of the numbers that was kicked around was 100 trucks a day.
It's for an entire fleet, whatever that is. Okay. I don't know what that is, but I can see. I should be getting a concept plan in the next week or two, it'll be a very preliminary, like sketch plan level drawing.
Before that comes in front of us, can the staff find the traffic study that was done for the industrial park.
Yeah, we have it from when that was background information for biochar.
Well, because I know that the 50 trucks of biochar came nowhere near the amount that was pre-approved, but you throw another 100 trucks in there and now we're getting closer.
So yeah, the traffic's gonna be the thing on that one, and it's gonna be, my concern is it may be very early in the morning and later in the evening that those trucks go out, like they could be dispatching at 3, 4 a.m.
Yeah, they come through about 3:30 in the afternoon. That's when they hit the bump on Ford Soro. Going to
I know my house, my pickups from County Waste, they're there at my house sometimes at 5:30.
Yeah.
And God knows what time they left the yard, so.
Yeah. And they pick up commercials earlier than that, because they like to get in and out before cars are in the parking spaces. So they're going through restaurants and all at 4 in the morning.
And then, there's gonna be little things, but exceptional things to think through, like, you know, what if a truck breaks down and it's half loaded and they bring it back to the facility, what happens to the garbage on the truck?
Well,
you know,
how they wash them, so.
Yeah, well, if they have a wash bay there, what happens to the wastewater? You know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff.
When the town sells a lot and they still have to close it to you, is it?
Yeah, it's like a conventional sale, yeah.
Yeah, so that.
From what I'm hearing in Scuttlebutt is there's going to be signatures going on petitions to call a resolution to stop the sale. So that may put that one off even further. All right.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And the other thing, I understood it that it was, the original buyer was on Twin Bridges.
Yes.
And it was not until the end that Casella was introduced as buying Twin Bridges. At least that's the way I understood it. If there was something else at play, I never heard that.
I'm not sure why any of that matters.
I don't either.
So
I'm just saying. So the earliest I can see that is mid to late fall.
Okay.
And then there still is a PUD on the old Stuart Bovey site, you know, by exit 17, or yeah, 17 in the northeast quadrant there. You know, that should be, that's out there floating around somewhere.
Did they look at that sewer?
For that part of property? Not to my knowledge yet. I don't know, they may have Mike, I don't know one way or the other.
Yeah.
Why is this Kimmerman occupied on that scene of the thing? Have you heard anything? He's trying to put one on Bloody Pond Road with George and saying that there's this high demand. And it's like, we've got 90% built.
Or I didn't get out of here because of the sewer, right?
Pardon?
Well, Kimmerhorn's on hold because of the sewer right now down here.
I think. Yeah. I've heard that it's a little delayed. I don't know what the reason is, but it's a little delayed. I don't know. So those are all the things I know, but there's some meaty ones in there to be sure.
You know,
what's going down Route 9, anything?
No. There's a couple sites, the one at the end of Jackson Road always gets looked at, and the one at the end of Nolan Road, there's a, you know, down by the river, there's one down there that Nolan Road? There's a couple of vacant lots on along the river there.
Oh, the 300 some odd.
Yeah, I keep on kicking the tire, but I haven't heard anything.
A lot of water towers, yeah. That's some beautiful property back in there.
Yep.
That's all back to the Indian Court. When we did the little pump station there on top of the hill.
So,
Urban Secretary is going to go in the office tomorrow. And she's going to look around and go, what were you guys all afraid of? We were done by 7:25. And there was nobody there.
Hey.
You just wait.
We were all wound up and everything, and it's like, yeah.
Mr. Arnold.
Yes, sir.
For the record, this is the second year in a row that you've done this. You've end of the school bus season, we seem to get out of here by 8 o'clock. As soon as school bus season starts, we're here.
I would like to point out.
Mr. Acting Chairman.
I would like to point out, Mike, that as acting chairman, my goal is to get you out of here as soon as possible. And it's nothing personal, I enjoy your company, but I try to get the meetings done as proficiently as possible. With that in mind, would anybody like to make a motion to close tonight's meeting?
I'll make a motion to close tonight's meeting.
Motion to adjourn, is there a second?
Second.
I hear a second, so we have a motion and a second, is there any controversy with that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay, and our meeting is done. Now make sure you go in and tell the people in the office in the morning that this is a breeze, you guys.
Well, I gotta say, I'm very happy to see Diane here.
Thank you so much, it means world to us.